Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
You know what they say about love. It can hit you any place, anytime.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, that's what totally. They say. It hasn't happened, so I don't believe them.
Oh,
but
buddy.
It could. You don't know. It could happen outside the bathroom at an Applebee's.
I hope not.
It could happen inside the bathroom at an Applebee's.
No,
oh,
Jeff.
See?
I don't know what's
better. Now outside sounds better, doesn't it?
It does. You're right.
It could happen at a music festival that has a nearby Applebee's.
Why, Jeff?
Well, I'm just in my experience. Love mostly happens within a 200-yard radius of an Applebee's location. Brooke, you would agree, right?
It's very close, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I met my husband at a bar outside.
Applebee's.
Down the street, but not
Got
far.
It.
That's where love happens.
Yeah.
Well,
I think my parents, too.
One of our listeners says she found love at a coffee shop right across the street from an Applebee's.
Oh, it's love!
She did not say that.
And did I just make that up? Possibly, but we may never know.
It's a sizzler.
The only way to find out for sure is to ask her. So, Jordan, did you find love in, outside, or near an Applebee's?
I mean, I guess there is technically an Applebee's in the vicinity.
Oh,
hey! Oh my God!
It's the secret. The secret that no dating expert knows.
Neighborhood bar and grill.
Oh,
who knew?
Yeah.
Tell me more about this love that you found near the Applebee's. Who's this guy that you met?
Well, I don't know yet if it's love.
Okay, that's good.
I'm hoping. He's really cute. Okay, so basically, I'm a creature of habit. I'm one of these people that has the same routine every morning. I go to the same Starbucks, you know, same order and all this.
Okay.
And there's this, like, really cute guy that was there almost every time I went in there.
Uh-huh.
And I would try not to let him catch me staring at him, but I didn't really have the guts to talk to him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but that's cute, though. Like, you get so excited going into, if you know the guy's going to be there, maybe, and then he's there, and then your heart starts beating.
Even if you're not talking to them,
totally.
It's like,
you're like,
they're here.
So were you able to actually meet him?
What ended up happening was I was there just a few minutes earlier than usual one day, and instead of being in my normal spot when he walked in, I was still waiting to get my drink. And they called out my name, Jordan, and I went up to get my drink, and he went up and grabbed it also. And at first I was like, this is actually really embarrassing because, you know, I've had a crush on this guy for ages, but when he touched my cup, the first thing I did was go, excuse me, that's mine.
Get your mitts off my cup of joe.
Back off, jerk.
It's like, as cute as he is, I immediately went into survival mode. I was like, I need that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Do not get in between a woman and her morning coffee.
You lunged at him.
Awesome.
Okay, so what happened?
Why did he take your cup?
It turns out his name is also Jordan, because he was like, this is mine. And I was like, hello. They said Jordan. And he was like, my name's Jordan. And then it was like, oh my God, we're the Jordans.
Oh my God, would you be so cute if you were a couple?
That is kind of cute.
Cute and confusing.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like it was destiny. So we ended up having our coffees together that morning.
Oh, okay.
I love
All right.
Uh-huh.
He forgave me for being rude. And it went really well. So I actually ended up inviting him over, because when we had been having coffee, I was showing him pictures in my phone of my dog, and he's really into dogs. So I was like, okay, I'll use this as like a bridge, you know, because I figured that would be a signal to him that I was interested.
Dude,
okay.
I gotta say props on that move. Like, I mean, it takes a lot of courage to do that. Good on you.
Right. I mean, it's kind of ballsy, right? I'm like, come over to my place. So.
Yeah, he'd probably come without the dog, though, right?
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah, but you need an excuse.
I feel like the dog was my way of saying, we're not going to get naked.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's what that means?
Just a platonic hangout. So what happened?
Okay, so everything's going great. He loves my dog. My dog loves him, which is a good sign because my dog's a really good judge of character.
Yeah.
And we're just kind of chilling and watching TV and talking. It's really natural.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he was like, oh, I got to get going. And he looked kind of like, I don't really know what's his, he looked tense, I guess, sort of strained. I don't know if something happened.
Did he check his phone or something? And
no, he just said he had to go, and he left in a really big hurry. And I was kind of shocked. So I didn't really ask. I just kind of froze up. And then he was gone, you know?
Were there any awkward moments leading up to that?
No, not really. Everything seemed like it was totally fine. It was kind of out of the blue. And I could see on his face that something was definitely wrong.
Okay.
And since then, I, of course, still go in every morning and get my coffee, and I have not seen him.
So not only did he leave, but he's obviously not interested in you.
That's weird.
It's really weird, right? Because I'm like, what did I do? Like, did he see a book on my bookshelf or something? Like, what's the problem?
What kind of books do you have?
Weird books.
Do you have Witchcraft 101 up there? Because sometimes
I have some weird books, but you would only know they were weird if you had already read them yourself, so...
Yeah, okay. I can barely read. Well,
have you tried to call him?
I've texted him a few times, and he hasn't returned. And I don't really want to pressure him because I very well may run into him again, and I don't want it to be I'm not mad at the guy. I'm kind of concerned, and I'm definitely confused.
Okay. Well, last question before we go: how close is your apartment to an Applebee's?
Jeffrey, it's done.
I'm just saying it could be playing into this a little bit. If you're not close enough, you might need to move.
Yeah. It's like a Bermuda Triangle. I need to triangulate my apartment between Applebee's.
There you go. Yes.
You'll always be in the neighborhood.
That's called the love spot. All right. So we're going to play a song. We'll come back, and then we'll call Jordan from you, and we'll try and get you your second date update. All right, Jordan?
Thank you so much.
All right, hold on. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, one of our listeners, Jordan, recently met a guy at a coffee shop. She's seen him there several times during her morning routine. Mm-hmm. Always thought he was cute, but she never had the courage to actually go up and talk to him until fate intervened.
Oh my gosh.
It was when the barista called out her name one morning and said, "Jordan." They both went to grab the cup at the same time.
Oh.
And turns out his name is also Jordan.
Yeah!
And that little encounter led to a day date where they had their coffees together. They went back to her apartment to meet her dog, who may also be named Jordan. We didn't ask. Not sure about that. But after a while, Jordan, the guy, started acting a little bit strange and said he had to get going. So, Jordan, you ready for us to call the other Jordan?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Oh, my God. I just realized that when we both get you on the phone at the same time, this is going to be really confusing.
Yeah. Hopefully his voice doesn't sound like yours, because
that'll really throw us off. Yeah,
for real. This is Jordan.
Oh, my God. You have a lot on the line, I feel like, because you put a lot out there. Like, you were very vulnerable in asking him to, like, come to your house and hang out. And, like, for him to just leave. Okay, I'm making it bad, aren't I?
No.
Doing too much pressure.
No, I agree with you. Okay. As soon as you introduce a guy to your dog... Like, that's a big step.
It's a family member.
Mm-hmm. It technically is.
You should really introduce people to your dog right away, because if your dog doesn't like someone, there's no point wasting any more time on them.
I agree.
That's a good point.
They're really good judges.
All right. Well, let's call the other Jordan, and we'll try and get you your second date update. You ready?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do this.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jordan?
Yes, who is this?
Hi, Jordan, my name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Did I, like, win a prize or something? what is up?
Kind of.
Yeah, well, maybe in a way. We're doing a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out with somebody and afterwards, if that person's not calling you back, you can email us and we'll call that person for you to try and figure out the reason why.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but why are you calling me?
Well, we got an email from a woman about you recently, and she shares the same name as you do. You know what I'm talking about?
Have you figured it out? You know your name?
He's like, I'm actually dating three Jordans.
Can you guess who it might be?
Yeah, you know what? I think I know who you're talking about, but we could probably save this time. You could just tell her I'm not interested.
What?
Oh, why do you say that?
I'm not trying to, like, be a jerk here, but she's just not an honest person.
Really?
I mean,
she seems
it doesn't...
so nice and
I know.
Genuine.
When we spoke to her, she came across pretty genuine to us.
Well, and the other thing is, like, you guys met in a coffee shop and hung out for, like, an hour. Like, how much can you lie in that amount of time? It's not even like she could catfish you or anything.
Okay, so she told you about the coffee shop, whatever. Did she tell you, like, she invited me back to her place?
Yeah.
To come meet her dog?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And she did mention that after you were hanging out for a while, your behavior changed a little bit, but she wasn't sure why.
Yeah, my behavior probably changed a lot because I just kind of bounced.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, what happened?
So we're hanging out, and I saw her keychain on the counter, and I couldn't help but notice that it was one of those, like, keychains, like, with a name on it. Okay. So I'm, like, expecting, okay, gonna say Jordan on it, and it didn't. It said Monica.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, so I was like, all right, it's a little weird. You have a keychain with somebody else's name on it, but I'm not gonna, like, blow up over that.
Right.
So when she went to the bathroom, she had, like, a stack of mail on the counter. I wasn't, like, gonna go through with, like, all her mail and stuff, but, like, you know, I saw the names right on it, and it said Monica. So okay. I flipped to the next one, and it also said Monica. So, like,
whoa.
This chick's name is not Jordan. Her name is Monica.
What? Are you sure she doesn't have, like, a roommate or something?
Yeah.
Like, it could be somebody else on the bills. Or
she changed her name.
Or she lived.
As far as I know, she lived by herself, I mean, with her dog.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think she made this whole Jordan thing up. I think she knew my name was Jordan because, I don't know, she's some, like, stalker. Like, she knew my name was Jordan. She made up this whole thing so we'd have, like, this meet cute. And, like, I don't need that kind of crazy
those
in my life.
Big allegations.
Well, yeah. She does go to the same coffee shop as you every day. Maybe she has noticed before.
She just used it as a way to flirt. What's wrong with that?
It's lying.
You guys, I still think it's her name. I think that there's, like, some other Monica.
Really?
I think we're jumping to conclusions.
I think if she wanted to use that as, like, our cute meeting thing, but look, like, don't go through the our whole conversation and then get back to your place.
Okay.
And not tell me.
Well, Jordan,
your real name is Monica.
I can tell you're all worked up, but and I know that you think what you think, but maybe there's an explanation or a reasoning behind this. And I think we can actually get an explanation right now, because I need to tell you, Jordan, or possibly Monica, is actually on the other line listening.
Someone's on the other line.
So, Jordan, Monica, are you there?
Jermonica.
I'm still here.
Oh, my God.
You guys didn't tell me she's on the phone.
Sorry about that.
Well, I think I did just tell you that she was on the phone.
It's our thing.
It just came out a little bit later than I probably should have. Sorry about that.
Yeah, great. Tons of honest people around here. I'm doing awesome.
Oh, don't act like that, Jordan.
He brings up a good point, but
okay.
Yeah, sorry.
But female Jordan.
I'm not a liar, I promise, and I'm not a stalker either.
So that's usually not very comforting. Like, you need something else to back that up.
Yeah.
What is the deal? What is the deal then?
Is your name Jordan or not?
No, my name is legally Monica.
Okay.
It's hard to explain, you guys.
What?
Okay. Well.
Look, I'm a very shy person, you know. And Monica had a crush on this guy for a long time and was too shy to talk to him. And then I had this idea of how I could meet him. And you know what? It was awesome. And he talked to me and he listened to me and it was great. And I got confidence, you know? So I started actually going by Jordan because it was like I got to be somebody else.
Huh.
Were you trying to go by Jordan before we met, or did you just start doing this since you found out it was my name?
Good question.
No, it was literally like spur of the moment. Like, I sat there that morning, and when you came in, I thought, oh my gosh, I could just tell them my name is Jordan, and then I'd have a reason to talk to him.
Oh.
And then after we talked, it was so nice for me. Like, I don't ever approach strangers, and nobody really ever approaches me, you know?
Oh.
I'm very shy, and I keep to myself. So it was, like, so different for me to talk to a stranger, and it went so well. And honestly, it's really changed my life for the better because now I'm not so shy and now I'm not so scared to talk to strangers.
So wait, you're going by Jordan all the time then?
Yeah, I changed my name at work and I got to tell you, people are treating me differently.
Hmm. Okay.
Jordan, the man Jordan, how does this make you feel hearing all this?
I'm happy for you that things seem to be going better and like you're finding this new lease on life, but like you didn't need to take my name to changed, I don't know, like your attitude about things. I'm still kind of weirded out.
Yeah, but Jordan, male Jordan, I told you this was going to be weird. I mean, you're already a confident person, so like it's easy for you to say that.
Yeah, but it's not because my name's Jordan. Like,
right, it could be for whatever reasons you're confident, but like
I don't know. Now I'm starting to think maybe there's something to the name Jordan.
I'm
kind of wanting to change my name to Jordan right now.
Dude.
All I'm saying is I think confidence is like a fake it till you make it type of situation. And if a name change is what gets you to the next level of having a little bit more, I mean.
Of all the names, Jordan?
You don't like
that? I'm just
that
saying. What about Alexis?
You guys, it's not like I was like, oh, I'm going to change my name to Jordan. Everything will be different. It was literally like, oh my God, I'm just going to tell the Starbucks lady my name is Jordan so I can talk to this cute guy.
And then it was like a new world opened up to me. And I thought, you know what? I like being Jordan better than I like being Monica.
Oh, you turned a leaf.
Okay.
Started as kind of a weird thing, and now it's changed your life. So I don't know how to feel. Honestly.
Wow, Jose, spoken like a true Jordan there. That was amazing. Well, I think it's time for me to ask. Oh, how do I do this? Well, I guess male Jordan, would you be interested in going out on another date with female Jordan? We will pay for it.
I'm going to be honest. I think if the truth had come out when we got back to your house, I think maybe I might have laughed at it and kind of thought it was cute. But like, I think since I found out on my own, I'm sorry. I just, like, honesty's big with me, and I don't think I can do it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, dude.
She's shy. Like, what was she supposed to do? Like, oh, I stalked you at the coffee shop and figured out your name and pretended my name was that. You wouldn't have liked
that.
Yeah,
she could have said that.
Yeah, and besides, that was Monica that was acting weird. Jordan now is cool.
Go out with her. Give her one more chance.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'm not changing my mind on it.
Oh, we tried.
Man. Well, Jordan... Female Jordan, I'm sorry about that. No second date.
Honestly, it's okay. Like, I'm glad that I know what happened, and I think he definitely misinterpreted the situation, but you know what? Like, that's life. He didn't understand. He didn't know me before. He's only spent one hour with me.
Look at the new Jordan.
Oh my gosh.
Figured it out. She's confident. Okay. She's moving on.
That's right, Jordan. You do you.
You go,
okay?
Girl.
Yeah, I am definitely changing my name to Jordan.
Brooke
and Jordan in the morning.
Jordan and Jordan. Please.
Oh, it's all Jordans now.
Moving 92.5.